I've never seen the television show John and Kate Plus 8. Even so, I've come under its spell of late. A series of plane flights mixed with an inability to remember scholarly writings while flying led to my fixation. I'm living proof that popular magazines make it possible to know an awful lot about a TV family without ever having seen the family on TV. For those not similarly traveled, John and Kate started their reality series seemingly happy and in love with each other, despite the demands of 8 very young children. Several television seasons of love later, the children seemed to outnumber John and Kate's tender moments as a couple. It was a newspaper headline that caught my eye a few days ago. Stop the presses. It seems that Kate may have spanked one of the 8 children. Paparazzi photos seemed to show one of the girls grabbing her own bottom just after Kate raised her left hand in what seems to be a sort of pre-spank swing. More than 100 people left comments on the newspaper's website, most debating the efficacy and ethics of corporal punishment. It's an interesting theoretical debate for many, but if John and Kate's marriage doesn't make it, the debate could become more than theoretical. Spanking can become a legal issue. As you might imagine, it's all a question of degree. The law generally allows parents to use corporal punishment in moderation, so long as it does not become excessive. If parents cross the line, they may be subject to punishment themselves through the criminal law. They may also lose custody of their children to the state. But knowing where the line is between parental privilege and liability is not always easy. In California, for example, the law prohibits corporal punishment that inflicts serious physical harm, but then exempts reasonable and age-appropriate spanking to the buttocks where there is no evidence of serious physical injury. Yet in a country where views on corporal punishment are sharply divided, predicting whether a jury will find spanking to be reasonable and age-appropriate may be anyone's guess. Some parents, of course, believe that any physical punishment is a very bad thing under any circumstance. Others believe just as strongly that physical punishment is the only way to get through to some kids. In a notorious case last year from Brooklyn, the lawyer for a man accused of murder and the death of his 7-year-old stepdaughter complained that you don't know you've crossed the line until you get accused of crossing the line. Second-guessing parents' judgments about discipline is further complicated by the Constitution. It protects parents' choices about child-rearing within reason. Mother Kate, of course, can confine her worries to paparazzi, not prosecutors. But if there's a divorce, it's always possible for a judge to consider each parent's child-rearing style in deciding who gets custody. The legal standard there leaves it to the judge to decide the best interests of the children, a legal test as subjective as they come. Meantime, the Pennsylvania Department of Labor announced that it's investigating whether John and Kate Plus 8 has violated child labor laws by making the children into reality television stars. When it comes to children, it seems, the boundaries of the law are often a matter of perspective. I'm Amy Guida.